I was more referring to the fact that the rust and the red jersey factor. I think that what happened a little bit was the season, you know, Raheem was doing such a good job of stay away from the quarterback. He's got a red jersey all camp, not just for me, but for all the quarterbacks. And so we got this kind of false sense of, oh, I got all this space, you know, this is nice. And I think in the game, they don't, you know, you're not getting that. And the telephone booth shrunk. And I think there was a little bit of a, you know, I've got to get to where the rust is off and I'm more comfortable being used to that environment, since it has been since week 8 of last year. And so that's probably more what I was referring to.
And that was Kirk Cousins. And basically what he was answering the question to is something a lot of people heard in the pregame of the Monday Night Football game, as far as
from Troy Aikman
saying he wasn't 100%. And yeah, he was answering why. But I love the reason I wanted to play that more than anything, because we kept saying, me and you more than anybody, was the rust part. And then he came out last week and said, no, it wasn't no rust. You remember that?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't no rust.
I remember that.
And we kept saying, it looks like rust.
Kirk, rust is the good thing to say.
Yes.
That's what you want it to be.
That's what you want to say. But then he comes back and says, rust. So
now it's rust.
Now it's rust.
I know. But you know what it is, though. Yeah. Like, if a guy is asked a question about something like that, they're going to say, no, that's not really what it is. It's this. Or, like, my favorite thing is, like, when coaches or players or whatever will lie about something basically for months. And then later after the season or if it, whatever, then they'll be like, yeah, that's really what it was. It's like, yeah, I know. We knew that. That's why we were asking you about it for 2 months.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, no, that's not really what the – okay, whatever. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what it was.
Right.
Whether – now, that's not true. It does matter. In a game-by-game basis, it doesn't. They lost to the Steelers because he was rusty, because he was washed, whatever, because of T.J. Watt. It doesn't really matter they lost that game. Season-long, it matters because he wanted to be rust.
Yes.
And it looked like it probably was,
because
he looked better from week one to week two. But also – the offensive line protected him.
Yeah, it did.
Like, so maybe that helped the rust as well.
It did.
You know what I mean? Like, that'll make you feel a little bit less rusty with T.J.
Yeah,
Watt's not breathing down your neck.
Down your neck the whole time.
You're not giving T.J. Watt piggyback rides all game long. Because this is what he said. Troy Aikman, I talked to Kirk, and he said he's not 100%, but he feels 100% in the pocket.
Right.
Okay? I don't even really know what the difference is or what the point of that is.
And that was the point right there when everybody before the game, oh, Kirk said he was 100% healthy. Just like, I was like, that, and that's what I told you before. I was like, God almighty. That's not what he's talking about. He can play.
Right.
He's just not where he needs to be in the, as far as the rust factor. He still can't move like he probably needs to already.
Right.
And that's not because the tendon is healed. It's all the other stuff, the muscles and the comfortability, whatever you want to call it,
that
he has to get with it.
Yeah, that's rust.
Yeah.
It's all just fancy words for rust.
Thank you.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Which is good. I'm glad it's rust. I'm glad it's not that they paid $100 million guaranteed to a guy who sucks now.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a real bummer.
Yes, that would have been bad.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been any fun.
But I tell you the crazy thing, and I understand the whole, you know, warning of Michael Penix and first round knowledge. Look, have you watched these three dudes? They look like rookies.
They don't look good.
And Michael Penix would have looked just like him.
Yep.
He would have looked like
him. Left-handed.
Because they struggle. This, I mean, talking about the whole thing, the C.J. Stroud is an outlier. Rarely does somebody, and remember, they started 0-2.
He lost to the Falcons.
He lost to the Falcons.
Last year.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And then
he figured it out.
So I'm not saying that these young quarterbacks can't figure it out, because they're immensely talented. Mm-hmm. It's just you got to get caught up to the speed of the game. You got to catch, like, young quarterbacks have to catch up to the speed of
the game.
Definitely. Because it happens so fast. Hey, that window's over a split second.
Right.
And you got to let it loose. You got to let it loose. You got to throw where the receiver ain't for the receiver to get the ball. It's just that quick.
Yeah. And I mean, and you've been the best guy and probably the most physically talented guy on the field every game you've played up until this moment. And then now you're on the field and everyone's incredible. Everyone's the best athlete that anyone's ever seen. And they're all trying to get you, right? So I think Caleb Williams is going to be okay.
He's going to be okay, but
they've got to find a way to protect him.
I thought those tackles were going to be better this year because they played better at the end of the year. You thought they were going to be better.
I agree.
I still think he needs Keenan back, Andy, to give just a young vet, older veteran to get open for him, everything. But just like we talk about, just with this whole Kirk Cousins, it's across league wide. The offensive line play this year in the NFL is atrocious. It really, now I know the defenders are more bigger, faster, more athletic than they've ever been, but they don't hit enough no more. You know what I mean? They don't get their pads hot enough.
Yeah.
They don't. And so when you get in the game,
like get in the pool and cool those pads off.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, but see, I knew you were going to do that. They said it was day one, not water.
All right, sorry. That was like that was a totally inside joke just for the two of us. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. No, but that's exactly what you talk about every preseason or training camp of like, yeah, okay, I get it. You guys negotiated away so you don't have to do as much work, but those 2-a-days with pads on got people used to blocking and hitting and doing the dirty work that it takes to accomplish plays on a football field. Mm-hmm. That's why you come out here in September and it's like Matador stuff. Yes. I mean, it's great for the pass rushers. It's great for the pass rushers because they're getting to the quarterback at a very high rate. Yes. And the problem is quarterbacks are getting hurt.
They're getting hurt. And the thing about it is okay, T.J. Watt didn't play in preseason, a lot of preseason games and everything, right? But you know what he does? You know, Coach Tomlin and the defensive coordinator said, okay, you got to line him right there. Mm-hmm. And you see that guy that wears 18, by all means, you don't have to practice to do that. Go get him. You know, it's easier for defenders, you know what I mean, especially guys like him.
Yeah, the defense tends to be ahead of the offense and all, but it's worse than it's ever been.
It's worse because of that.
Exactly.
But you know what? But what do I always – I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to argue with you about preseason because it's not going to change.
Right. That's the thing is it can be as frustrating as just like anything we talk about in college football that might frustrate you or whatever, baseball. I mean, honestly, across the board in sports right now, there's just a lot of things that are different and they're different for reasons that are a bit frustrating, but they are what they are. So you can either stop watching sports or you can wrap your mind around it. And that's where you are right now with this in the NFL. The good news is the Falcons now have 120 minutes under their belt.
Yes.
And they looked better in the second 60 than they did in the first 60.
Absolutely.
And now they got the 2-time defending Super Bowl champions coming to town for another 60 on Sunday night, and they better look better than they did last Sunday because this team will make you pay.
And that's the thing about it is this is a better defense they're playing.
Definitely.
They're playing a better defense in Kansas City than they did in Philadelphia.
I think that gets slept on a little bit just because of the Mahomes and Kelce and all the winning and all
that. You said it yesterday about, like, Pat Mahomes was off the way into the playoffs.
Right.
The defense carried him.
The reason they made the playoffs last year was because of how good that defense was week over week after week. And Chris Jones got better as the season went on, and Trent McDuffie developed into an excellent corner and all that kind of stuff. The thought was, and especially with the way that they played early in that game, week one, the thought was maybe the offense now is there too.
Yes.
And this is going to be a juggernaut. Didn't look like that last week. Now, I know Cincinnati always gives them trouble.
Always.
And they're a good team, so it's understandable that they would. But, that defense is the real deal. So, same thing applies for what happened on Monday. You got to establish the run with Bijan and Algier, too. Yep. You got to sprinkle him in there, too. And then everything develops from there. Hopefully more play action and all that like you saw against the Eagles.